Hello, caller. You're listening to LUB 1060 AM. And who am I talking with from the mall?
Hi, how's it going? This is John. Yeah, I'm out here in line looking for some menswear. I tell you, the lines are crazy out here. At least Columbia Roastmasters was open before midnight. I got a cup of coffee. That was helpful, but I tell you, now I have to pee, and this line is crazy. I don't know how I'm going to make it to 6 a.m.
Well, it's a little tough out there because the place is doing so great. And by the way, I'm not really exactly up on your accent. Did you say you have to pay or do you have to pee? Because I didn't really hear it that well.
I have to pee. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
Kind of
just want to make sure. Don't want to offend any callers. I mean, so how do you find it out there? I mean, is it as exciting as they hoped on Black Friday? The sales are coming in and are being called in from all of the listeners who are calling in from the mall.
Well, you know, Black Friday, it's an American tradition. It's always exciting out here, and with the new shopping center, it's even more so. The crowds, let me tell you, the crowds, there are thousands and thousands of people out here waiting to get these deals, but they better not get in front of me because I'm going to bust them down.
Oh, no. And you say you're out there for menswear. Now, what exactly are you looking for?
You know, I'm looking for a new coat. Because it's cold out here, and my wife, she tells me that the pea coats are in style right now, so I'm looking to get one of those for cheap.
And you know what? If you don't get into that bathroom pretty soon, that pea coat's going to be handier than you could ever shake a stick at. Now I know that a lot of my listeners are calling in, and they're mentioning their aspect and their take on the mall. What do you think about the new mall? It's been a long time, and people are excited, but what do you think of it visually? Did it live up to expectation?
Well, you know, the new mall, it really does. It pays tribute to the tragedy that occurred here 10 years ago. It not only does it pay tribute to that tragedy, but it also shows the vibrant future that Willamette is looking forward to here in this nice little town.
You know what? That's a great attitude, and that's the why I love to be here. That's one of my favorite reasons of broadcasting on 1060 AM is because the people of this community, they're the best. You're the best people. People like you. How long have you been here for, my friend?
After that disaster, I had to leave for a good while. But before that, you know, before the Willamette incident happened, I was here 30 years with my family. And so now, you know, it's been great. It's been great to come back and rebuild and start again, you know. It really helps me feel like that spirit of America is still alive and well in Willamette, Colorado.
Oh, that's great. I love that. And you know what I love? I love the fact that you have the courage to come on back. I mean, you probably had some fear, some trepidations before you made that move. So what made you feel good enough to come on back here with your family and said, in spite of what happened, Willamette's my home, and I'm going to show my support?
Well, you know, actually, I didn't really have a lot of fear because, you know, at the end of the day, zombies, they're just terrorists, and we cannot be afraid of the terrorists. We cannot let them win because as soon as we're afraid of them, they have won. And so I was willing to come back to Willamette just as soon as they would have let me, and that's just what I did.
You know, you're dead right about those zombies, I have to say it. When you get a fear of them, they all of a sudden get into your head. Well, sometimes they get into more than that. But they bother you, and I think you've got the right attitude. I'm so glad that you represent the fabric of this community. And before we continue on with John, we're going to take this little break right now with Tomcat Luongo, and then we'll be back and have more of our interview with John.